طيب قرب شمول زي جود. So I think let's go back to the beginning of Perek Dalet. It's been a while since we met. We just started Perek Dalet. Very important Perek. We'll see why. Not just Klape Shabbos, but the Stam. The Vadim Roy is based on Imunah and Betochen. And this Perek Dalet is all about Imunah. And he goes to some of the Shoroshim of Imunah and Betochen. And it will synchronize very nicely with what we've been learning and what we're learning at the moment in Perkei Machshava. You'll see, and in the Chovos HaLevavos Vaad, a lot of it gets concretized, yeah. So it's more choshuv. We'll plug it obviously into Shabbos. That's what we're trying to do. But just in and of its own, this perik is a very choshuv limud. So he says like this: Echadi kinuim amiskarim b'sifra kedmoyin levidas amalchus. One of the names, kinuim of midas amalchus, is imuna. Imuna is also another one of the aspects, the names of Malchus. Vadova Muva. Shregilu Hashem is Barach Ba'olameinu, the revelation of Hashem in our world, Hurak Derech Midas Haimuna. How else are you going to get in touch with the reality of Hashem in this world without Imuna? That's the whole avoider. Hashem's not yet sitting on the table. I don't need Imuna to know that the table's here, that I can see. Imunah is the work, we'll see, that brings us to that reality. If you look at the world with natural eyes, the way they do, they come to the conclusion, there's no boira. You can't see him, it doesn't exist. You can only come to a korav, a korosh baruch hu, in the world with eyes of Imunah. So Imuna then is the gilu of the Malchus in the world. That's what it is. And that's exactly what Malchus is. Malchus is the gilu of the covered of Hashem's Malchus in the world. So if Imuna is part of Malchus, then that's what Imuna does. But Malchus less lemigami klum. Sorry, just one second. I'm supposed to be eating at somebody tonight in Beit Shemesh, and the kids just came back from America, and one of them tested positive. So just send me a long message about the rules and whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, back to those old days. Right? So I don't know why when I'm on Zoom, WhatsApp pops up on the screen. I don't know. I thought I'd got rid of it, but I see it's back again. Okay. So it's like this. The Malchus, les lemigami klum. As we said always, Malchus has nothing of its own. We've been through that at length, correct? Malchus is less lemigami klum. It has nothing of its own. That's what activates everything else. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is less lemigami klum. As Shemidah Simuna be'emes, he midah she'ein la kol toichen atzmi. Imuna also. What does it have in and of its own? Look at Ava v'yira. Ava v'yira midahs. Shehalev mitlahet im rikshe ave veroyed miyira. Person trembles from fear. Person is mitlahev. He's aroused by ave. Vilimuna ain't no shum hergesh. There's no hergesh in imuna. We don't feel imuna. Rakriyas amitis hametzias kumoshi. Imuna is, you see reality the way it is. Vli lahoisif alaya klum, without adding anything on. Imuna is seeing reality the way it is. That's what Imuna is. In and of itself, it doesn't have anything. Ava is a midah that has a whole emotional, intellectual range of tchunot. But Imuna doesn't have anything. Marshal Lemi Sheroi Chofetz Lefonov. Person sees a table in front of him. Ve'etzim Aria Ein Bo Ela Esach Chofetz Atzmo. What is in front of you is the chayfetz. Sharia ainu ele kli ledat sheyesh amnam chayfetz kaze. The sight doesn't have anything of its own. The sight just lets you know there's a chayfetz here. But what are you seeing? You're seeing the chayfetz. The sight doesn't change anything, doesn't add anything. It just lets you know that there's a reality here called the chayfetz in front of you. Kacha imune hi akoich lahasig amitis elokus. Same as you use your eyes to see physical reality, imune you use to see godly reality. Aval ein lo hakdora mile of a midah. You can't define or give a midah or a measurement to imuna. It's less lemigami klum. That's clear? Makes imuna much easier because we're always looking for a definition of imuna. What is imuna? And how do I don't feel it and I don't get it. And no, you don't have to get anything. You just have to see reality the way reality is. That's imuna. Living with the reality the way it is. Seeing a stone in front of you. There's a stone. Seeing the bria, seeing the boira, seeing reality, the spirituality the way it is. That those hasty imuna. We'll see betochen. He's going to deal with it in a little bit later. On the next page, he's going to deal with how betochen relates to that. But first, let's just get in touch with imuna. Lumazeh imuna he kol chaya. Even though it's less lemigami klum, it's everything. That's malchus as well. It has nothing of its own, yet it's everything. It brings everything together. The source of all the midas and all the brachas is in imuna. A person without imuna is living in pitch black darkness. He's totally out of reality. The person has imuna, he is living in the bright light of reality. He sees reality the way reality is. Therefore, perforce, it arouses all the midas. The person who sees reality the way it is, so Mamela, he has Avas Hashem, and Mamela, he has Yiras Hashem. You can't see the reality of Hashem in the world and not feel something. You can't feel awed, fear. Okay, we struggle with that. That's obviously our battle because we don't have imuna in the real sense, you know, total imuna. That's our avoider. That's the struggle of life, is to use those imuna as all the time to see reality. It's not a one-off thing. You know, yeah, you got imuna, now off you go. Now everything's 100%. You don't have bechira anymore because your imuna is so strong. No, that's a lifetime's work. That's why in practice you struggle with it. You'll see that's where betochen comes in. Aval imuna in its ideal state, that's what imuna is. Like everything in Malchus, it's always the sibah of everything, and yet it itself has nothing. David HaMelech has nothing of his own, and yet he binds the entire nation. He brings a Kodesh Baruch into the world. There's a Melech, as we discussed at length before when we were talking about Malchus. So what's the source of imuna? If imuna is the makor of everything, then how do you go about doing this? Where do you start trying to get in touch with imuna? So that's chokhmah. So sof Adam mitivoy einu ma'amin ve'einu makabel dovah she'einu masig ve'yodei b'seichel she'amnam emesu. Naturally, as a natural state of a human being, a person doesn't have imuna and he's not makabel anything that he can't grasp and know with his seichel. That's emes. Yeah. The guy comes to sell you a wonderful investment or whatever, you're not going to give the guy your money unless your seichel tells you this is a good deal. Unless you're a meshugana, you're out of touch with reality. I mean, or your greed is overwhelming. It's about a normal person, is a normal state. Before he gives another person his money, he checks it out. Is it really true what he's saying? He can give me 60% the return in 3 weeks on my money. So you check it out. The seichel says low, so you don't do it. So chokhmah is the siba of imunah. Obviously, the chokhmah is not the imunah. Even when you grasp with your intellect, with your chokhmah, a reality that is, an emes that is, yesh koich odem lahastire mchusho v'lashir oto migere muskolois bli hergish hamachayv is kochois of lo'evu li'yirah. We know that. A person can grasp reality with his seichel completely and at the same time block it off completely from his emotional base, which would require him to love and fear. But seichel, there's no one in this room that denies the existence of Hashem. We all know there's Hashem and Hashem created the world. It's poshut, whatever, yeah? But I don't walk around in Av of a year all the time. I can forget. I can do Averas even because I can forget about it. I can block it out. So the Chochmah is not the Imunah itself. the chokhmah is where the emunah needs to start. But it's not the emunah itself. Ushtei midas hein. Hashoresh emudas hachokhmah. The two midas. The root is chokhmah. L'dat et ha'emes. That's chokhmah. You have to know the emes in the seichel. You have to know what the spiritual reality is. V'achar kach ha'emunah. Then comes the emunah. L'heishiv es ha'emes el ha'lev el ha'chushim. To bring that knowledge into a place where it can actually affect my behavior. That's the old, we all know that. That's where the struggle is, getting it from yah to yah. Well, it's not really yah. That's not where it happens. It happens in the other part of your brain, which is called the lave. Okay. But that's where we know, that's where the battle is. Knowing something, the seichel, doesn't bring to imun automatically. We have to see the emes like a reality, like there's a table in front of you. That's the reality. That's how we have to see Hashem. That's the definition, and that's the sibah, and that's how you go about getting it. That's also where the disconnect is. No one ever had a problem. No one ever needed imunah to see a table in front of you. And yet we need imunah to see Hashem in front of us. But why? I know he's there. The seichel, it's davar poshut. You'll see now he's going to use very, very harif language how much we have seichel that Hashem is. Very, very powerful, our knowledge. And yet we can disconnect. In the physical world, you can't disconnect. You see a stone in front of you, you don't trip over it. You go around it. Wow, maybe it's not there. Maybe it is there. Who said? No. That's how we have to... That's the disconnect between the nimshal and the marshal. Haseida niska hechrachi liknot et yosoda yosoidas. Okay, so there's a certain seida, there's a certain order that's imperative that a person has to do in order to acquire this yosod, which is the yosoda yosoidas. Reishis is dovet tzari chokhma. First of all, you need chokhma. Lahavin b'seichel shayesh motzu rishon imamtzi kolanim tzoyis. Like the Rambam there says, the first thing you have to know is there's a first cause that is the source of all the causes because he created everything. Everything comes from him. There was nothing without him. That's the first thing a person needs to know with Chochmah. And this infinite, unbelievable force that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's our beloved Father who loves us forever. That's the first step a person has to go through. You have to understand b'seichel that's the emes. That's the poshut metzias of the world. That is reality. The same way as it's poshut to you that your computer that you're looking at, it didn't make itself. And if it's sitting there and it has, it expresses a certain amount of chokhmah and design, you understand somebody designed it, someone made it, and that's poshut. Nobody has an ordeal with that. So too, when you look at the world, you have to see it with that same clarity. But we have an ordeal there, okay? Fine. But that's in the seichel. No one has that ordeal. The biggest apikoris doesn't have that ordeal. You tell the biggest apikoris, like the Rambam, that you spill the ink on the page, and that's what made that. Even the biggest apikoris will tell you that for sure it couldn't have made itself. It has no problem with the seichel. It's after the seichel that it breaks down. But that's the first place you have to go. So how do you go about achieving this? How do you achieve this seichel, the first step in imuna? First, you have to, one of the ways you must seek this is by meditating and looking at the unbelievable world we have in front of us. What we call Shara Bechina. By seeing the chokhmah of the boyri in the Bria. Shegzeirus haseichel, because it's not shaykh to have a world like this without a boira and a yoitza. All your day, his boira is beniflei satoira. You can do it to beniflei satoira. We've spoken about this many times. The two mahalchim in the Rambam in the Yad, and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Chinuch in the Chinuch, the two drachim to avos Hashem. Either his boira in the Bria or his boira in the Torah. And those are the two brachas for Kriya Shema. Yaitza Ma'iris is the Hizboinus in the Bria, and Avarabba is Hizboinus in Torah. That brings you to be able to say Shema, which is the declaration of the Emes, the reality of the world. Correct? We've spoken about this a few times along the way. We mentioned those two brachas of the Hachona for Shema, but this is where you see it. It's not just that those are nice brachas. That's the avoid. If you want to come to this Akkar of Hashem's reality, you have to be misboining in the Bria and misboining in Torah. I once asked of Simcha Wasserman Zatzal, what I have to learn Torah for? In my early days when I was becoming a little tshuva, I said, what I have to learn Torah for? We have to go to yeshiva. I heard about Avraham Avinu. He went around, he looked at the world, he saw Hashem in the world. I said, I'd rather do that. I'd rather go sit in the Himalayas and meditate on the Bria. What the, we have to sit in a yeshiva and learn in yeshiva for? He said, you're 100% right. 100% right. He said, the only problem is, before you go meditate on the Bria, you have to go learn in yeshiva to learn how to do that. He said, because today you'll go look in the Bria, you'll come to the conclusion that you descended from a monkey. He said, you have to know how to misboin in the Bria. To know how to misboin in the Bria, for that you need a yeshiva. But once you know how to do that, then for sure you have to misboin in the Bria. I like the way he said it. He said, if you'll go look at the Bria the way you are now, you'll come to the conclusion that you descended from a monkey. Because we don't have a misboinen in the Bria. So that's, obviously today we need Torah. You need a Shara Bechina to tell you how to look at the world properly, because otherwise you can really come a cropper. It's the people who look at the natural and live with nature and live with, all the that type of an approach to life. They're the biggest topic calls him usually. Because they don't know how to look at the Bria properly. Look at the Bria and they fall in love with nature, but they don't recognize that there's a boy Reilom there that machayas. Anyway, so those are the two mahalchim that a person needs, because the Mizboinen in Torah also brings you to a clarity that there's a boyre. The Torah wasn't a man-made job. Somebody who learns Torah for shteist, no human being could have created that. Just one sugi will keep you busy for the rest of your life. Pasa Borba Kasamim will keep you busy for the rest of your life. And there's thousands of sugyas like that. Yeah. So for shteist, anybody who's learned Torah, even half-baked properly, recognizes Shazer, he sees Hashem in the Torah. Oba Oifen Akarav Beyoisa, there's a third derech you can achieve. Al Yaday Shem is Boinen B'Mesayrish, Nimsur Olanu Misinai. Go investigate. Rav Tetzman's gave a share about this. Very interesting. I don't remember where it is or what it was called, but I remember he spoke about that. The Messiah that we have from Sinai, the unbroken Messiah. Shesham amdu kama milyoin anashim v'noshim v'mosrei sadvorim bidyuk noira do achado adoreni kuyom hazeh. We have an unbroken chain of tradition going back to Sinai. And it's not that far ago. It's not that long ago. It's only about 40 generations. I think it was 40 or 80. Ali lo zocher. He did a cheshbon. He showed that if you would get into a room with all the people that you have an unbroken Messiah back to Sinai with, it would be, I think, 40 or 80 people. I mean, lo zocher. But even if it's 80, that's not a lot of people. To get from you back to Sinai, all you need is 80 people. That's not like, well, it happened about, 50 million years ago. No, I think it was 40. I mean, lo zocher. It doesn't matter. It's not so far ago. So someone's misboinen in the Messiah. And you learn that sugya properly, so then we know who our gedolim are in this generation have unbroken Mesoiras. I can track my Rebbe's Mesoiras back to Moshe Rabbeinu Tzana. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we have Rav Gershon, we an unbroken Mesoira from his Rebbe to his Rebbe all the way back. We also muchanim anu lizboil. Listen to this loshon. She muchanim anu lizboil elef misas. We prepare to undergo 1,000 deaths. Ubeilvad shelo tishtana ois achas min haTorah. Rather than change one letter in the Torah. V'hamasiru shenim suru miSinai. And to change one Mesoira that we received from Sinai. There's no forgeries there. It's MS. We saw Hashem at Sinai. That's the Emunah in the Masorah that we have. And we'll die 1,000 deaths, he says, rather than change one ois in that Masorah. We have a Masorah. Doesn't mean we'll always keep it. I'm not talking about at the practical level where you're struggling with your Yetzer Hara and you're gonna trip. But in the Olam HaSeichel, you get me to change the Masorah's a Torah? Look. Fine. So that's the three Mahalchim in the Seichel that a person can utilize in order to come to the Emunah that we need. Now we come to the real crux. So that a person has to do. That's the Vedata Hayom. You have to go learn and study and Misboinin in the Bria and Misboinin in Torah and Misboinin in the Masorahs. You Misboinin in the Masorahs just by learning Torah, by the way. When you're learning a Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim is out the door, you have no way. It's just you burst out laughing when you hear the Reb Chaim, no, because the logic is just so whatever. But you trust it, so you bash it and you bash it and you bash it until eventually that becomes clear to you. And you see the Masorah as a Torah. It teaches you how to think. Or when you're learning a Rashi, or you're learning a Rava, or when you're learning Rabbi Akiva, or when you're learning a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarfon, or Beis Shimas Beis Hillel, you're grappling with the Masorah as a Torah. It's an unbelievably uplifting thought to know that when you're learning Chovos HaLevavos, you're learning the same Sefer that the Rosh learned. Maybe not in the same way. Maybe not understanding it like it was taste. But he has a Sefer that the Rosh learned. And I'm learning it now. And he has a Mishnah that Rav and Abaye learned. And I'm learning it now. It's all built in. That's all part of that thing called Masorah HaTorah. And you're grappling with it all the time. So in the Seichel, there's no problem. Tov. So at the bottom, Samaf Alech, the Dalit, he says, V'yesh oid midah nikreis betochen. There's another midah. That's called betochen. Betochen hu ha'his gamshus lemaiseh shelaimunah. What is betochen? Betochen is the actualization, the making, his gamshus, the physicalization. It's the bringing into lemaisa the imuna. V'divrei Chazal nikre gam betochen ha'betochen imuna. Betochen is also called imuna in the divra of the Chazal. It says in the Gemara there, Uma ma'amin b'chulde u'bo kach. Amami b'kodesh bochul achas kama v'kama. What's it talking about? It's talking about the bor and the chulde there. Lo zoche. Imuna is ma'amin b'chulde b'bo. Chulde is some kind of a rodent or whatever. And a bor is a bor. I don't know if this is talking about the let the bor and the chulde. There was a whole story there about the man who got engaged and he gave the Eidus was from the boar and the chulda, and then he forgot about her, and then he married somebody else, and then his children died through a boar and a chulda. There's a Gemara there. I don't know if that's what it's talking about. It's going to speak about it. The Gemara they're talking about there that you have to have imuna that there's a Matthias called a boar and a chulda. They're standing right in front of us. You need imuna that there's a bor and a chulda. No, I can see the bor and the chulda. I don't need imuna for that. Ela kavona liftoyach behem velismoy chalem shem yamidu edusom. Oh, it's what it's talking about. Viros emes. Okay, very good. Chashav ani mivin. When the Gemara is talking there about that the bor and the chulda are going to be the edim on this contract that took place. So ma'amin b'chulda v'bor doesn't mean that you ma'amin there's a chul and a boulder. No, it means we have betochen. We can trust the edus of the bor and the chulda that that'll be a faithful edus. So that the Gemara there, the loshon the Gemara is using la'amin there, he wants to say it means you have betochen. You can trust it. The ma'amin's not there that you see reality. You see a bor and a chulda, you don't need imuna. That's poshut. So what's the imuna for? The imuna is referring to the betochen that we can trust. We secure in the knowledge that the bor and the chulda will be trustworthy edim. Kacha ma'amin b'kodesh baruch hu hainu sheboteach alav v'soymech alav yisparach. The boteach, a ma'amin b'Hashem, you don't have to just be ma'amin. You also have to rely on Hashem. You have to feel secure in Hashem. However you want to translate these words. Sheboteach alav v'soymech alav. You secure in Hashem, you feel secure, and you trust him, you're relying on him, you're leaning on him. Very often, that's what's confusing, because you think imunah and betochen is the same thing. For sure, they travel on the same carriage, but they're very different things. I once heard, I think he said it, maybe I heard it from him, that imunah is the halacha and betochen is the lamaisa. Imunah is the seichel, that this is reality. The betochen is how you actually express it. I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, Baruch Chatzkel Lovenstein, he said, a lot of people have imun in their heads. A lot of people have imun in their hearts. Rav Chatzkel's got imun in his hands. So the truth is, zelo imunah, that's betochen. That's the betochen. The betochen is when the imunah is expressed in the way you conduct yourself, totally reliant on Hashem. There's two aspects to that betochen. That is, first of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over everything. But there isn't a molecule or a subatomic particle that's not under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct control. And his only desire is to meitiv. There's no other vested interest whatsoever other than just to be good, to do good for us. That imunah becomes so clear and clear and clarified that it leads to maisa. You're relying on your imunah la maisa. Betochen is that when you have to make a payment tomorrow at the bank, you're not worried. If Yeshuva Das Menuchas HaNefesh, why? Because you have imunah. There's no bank manager. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And whatever is going to happen tomorrow is for the good. Leave Ishtadlis out of this now. This is not there's other place for that. That clarity brings a person to total, like the Chovetz Chaim says, complete menuchas and nefesh in Yishtadlis. He doesn't have a care in the world. He knows the Kodesh Baruch Hu's caring, like a little baby who has to cross the road. He's in the pram. He's not worried about whether the lights are red or green or if there's a car coming or not. Ubetuach legamre. Completely. That's the expression of the imunah. The imunah itself may not lead to yeshuva das. The yeshuva das comes when you're conducting your life and you're living your life with feeling completely secure. So that we have to see, so that's called midas hamalchus, that whole process we've just discussed, that imunah, which is lesla megami klum, but it's the sherish of everything. That we, next week, we'll see in the second half of Perek Dalet, we'll see now how that all plugs back into Shabbos. But as I said, it's an important little stickle there, just stump in the world of imun and betochen, just to get the sugya clarified for ourselves, because it does get mobile very often. Because we interchange the word imun and betochen and imun, and we don't really know what it is. It was nice to just step back and just put these things into place. First, you have to take your seichel, learn Shara Bechina, go and learn Torah, go see HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria, go look at the Bria, understand the wondrousness of the world. And then you have to learn Torah, misboin in the Torah, and see the Gevaldike Yad Hashem there. And then that has to be actualized in the Betochen. That's through learning Musa, that's through the Yisurim, tests, laugh. That's called living. That's called living. That's called the Shara Betochen Vad. That's called, that's a lot of, That's a lifestyle. That's not just something you do by the side. But betochen is not just an avoid on the side. Betochen is a lifestyle. The person lives a different lifestyle. He lives a different, you're living in a different world, different dynamic. And that's a struggle. That's the ongoing battle to have betochen, to feel totally secure no matter what's going on. You know, when the world's falling apart and plumbering around you and whatever, you're in this little bubble with Hashem and a kol tov. That's the ideal. And the body's not anxious at all. No butterflies in the tummy at all when you walk into the bank manager's office. Fine, okay, we said it. But that's where the avoider is. The avoda in the emunah is not so hard. You see, the boira olam in the world is not so difficult. It's poshut. Mamash poshut. Aval, to live with that, that's unfortunately not, well, I don't know, unfortunately, but that's not so poshut. That's where the avoda is. Okay. A guten Shabbos. Let me go sort out my Shabbos. I don't know. I'm supposed to be eating at somebody who's got a child with corona. Now I'm supposed to be staying at somebody. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever. Hashem Yazor.
Okay. Thank you.
Care.
Shabbos. Yeah. Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Bye.